why. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy, Stevie Jobber.
And it's your boy, Dangerous Duke.
And welcome back to the Dangerous Jobbers podcast, putting wrestling over one podcast at a time.
Yes, sir.
We got another push, developmental, or fire, or PDF for short, for you today. This is number four, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're here for the first time, it's a very simple game. You get three choices: push, developmental, and fire. And we come up with different ones every time. We don't tell each other what they are. And it's just a game for you guys to enjoy and speculate and give your comments to and, you know, have some fun, man.
Yeah.
Duke, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll kick it off. So my first selections for you in this game of push, developmental, and fire, we got Ricky Starks, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller.
Oh, that's tough.
Not meant to be easy.
Ricky Starks, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory. Man, you know? Man. Man. I really love Grayson Waller.
Mm-hmm.
I really do love Grayson Waller. I'm going to fire Theory. I love you, Theory, but maybe you can take a Drew McIntyre route. Because Ricky Starks is like, he has it. And Grayson is just not, he just hasn't had the opportunity, but he's off to such a great start. I think I'm going to push Grayson and developmental Starks. Because I feel like if I give him a good run in NXT for a little bit, and then I bring Starks in right after the push for Grayson Waller is done,
mm-hmm.
that's how I'm going to book it. But I'd let go. I'd let go of Theory because Starks is ready. Starks just needs a deeper character, maybe. But Grayson is right where Grayson is right now in this point in time.
Okay. Is
perfect for a push.
Okay.
He just is. He's just ready for it. Yeah.
I'm not gonna decide. This is for you to decide.
But yeah, that's what I would do, man. I'd push Grayson, developmental Starks, and I'd fire Austin Theory.
I will gladly tell you after. But no.
You don't want to be the guy making that decision right now.
No, that's for that. You're the guy who has to make that decision, not me.
All right. Well, I got a decision for you.
Okay.
I have a completely old school TNA Impact based selection for this episode.
Okay.
My first one up, Ron the Truth Killings.
Okay.
Raven.
Okay.
And the Monster Abyss.
Ooh. Those are some good ones. All right, so. I gotta try to not be biased here, right?
That's the hard part. The difficult part is who do you not be biased against?
Okay, so I'm gonna push the Monster Abyss.
Oh, that's gracious.
I'm gonna push Abyss. Because he's already got a dark gimmick I don't believe he was Impact World Champion. If he was, I don't think he was the Impact World Champion much. But I believe the Monster Abyss could definitely have some stellar matches with a lot of people there in a world title capacity. So I'm going to push the Monster Abyss. Hopefully, he still has the manager with him. So I'm going to push Abyss. I'm going to developmental Ron the Truth Killings.
Of course you are.
Just because at that time, Ron was already NWA champion. And I feel like if you work him a little bit more, he could possibly be an X Division champion. Potentially later down the line, a world champion. I don't know how you put him and Abyss in a match together, because on paper, that just doesn't really sound good. But you figure out a way to make him world champion later down the line. Because there's people there that he could still feud with for a world title. And then, I'm sorry, but Impact has not been the greatest with older talent in its history. So Raven might have been an exception for them, but I mean, for just because he's older, for the simple fact of that, I gotta give Raven the boot.
All right. I can appreciate that. He's already had a name. He's already kind of made it, you know.
I would love to give
Focus
Raven a
on the
match with
future.
Abyss before I let him go,
That's the match, dude. That's the one.
but yeah. All right. So that's how I go about it.
All right. I hear you.
All right, so the next one for you, an all AEW lineup right here. Got three people for you to choose from. Paige, Ruby Soho, Toni Storm.
Oh, dude. The NWO.
Yeah, the ladies NWO.
Push developmental flyer. You know, I'd push Ruby
Okay.
because nobody else is gonna do it. This is the hard part. I developed mental Toni Storm because she's still missing something, and I don't know what it is, but she's whatever it is, we'll find it in developmental. She's got all the other pieces. And I'd fire Saraya because, let's be honest, man, it's over.
You came back for a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, like, what are we? This has been a failed relaunch. This movie didn't do well. And if coming back to be like Hollywood Hogan was your deal, then you're kind of on the wrong, kind of getting a raw deal here.
We didn't need another Terry.
Yeah, and the fact that they're still pushing the younger talent is crazy.
Yeah.
Because the fact that you didn't become the one that's champion and you're now playing the elder is like, what did you even come back for? To coach? This is some bullshit. So
If it's not
I'm
working
gonna
in
let it go.
AEW.
I'm gonna let it go. I mean, because Soho's great. I'm gonna tell her to change that finisher back into like the Rose. No, Bayley did the Rose plant. But find something better than that Pele kick that she does. But I push her. I'd send Tony to developmental to find whatever it is she's missing. And I'd let Paige go, man. You've lived it already. And I'm sorry, but like, this is the future. If we're gonna focus on the future, we can't have, I mean, like, you know.
Especially if you don't have anything to offer the future.
Especially if you don't have anything to offer to the future.
Had you been AJ, then it'd be different.
And I mean, you've inspired so many people. But I feel like speaking to that, if you have like some of those people you influenced, that's kind of the point. If I got a Rhea Ripley and a Cora Jade, you know what I mean? I don't really need this Rhea. And that sounds very bad, but hopefully someone is understanding what I'm trying to get
Understand.
across
I
here.
understand what you're saying.
There can only be so much of one character.
I
The
get
rule
it. I
says.
get it.
But I have a girl's one for you.
Okay.
This was gonna be funny. I'm not sure who you're gonna choose, but I do feel like just the breakdown is gonna be interesting.
Okay.
Gail Kim, Awesome Kong, and ODB.
See, you probably already know who I'm gonna push, so I gotta think about this one.
You wouldn't fire ODB, would you? You wouldn't do that to ODB. For what she's done to this business? You know how much beer she drank for this? Just such a fan favorite that I feel like it throws the whole decision into a whack.
It doesn't, but the decision I'm gonna make is gonna piss a lot of people off.
Oh boy.
So, I'm gonna push ODB
Let's go. Let's
because
go.
I'm not even just for the simple fact that ODB was my favorite knockout of all time.
Had to be, right? Everybody's favorite. Loved her.
Just and she didn't get her flowers enough.
She never did. She never did. She wasn't appreciated the way she was treated.
That and the fact that so many people, like now, if you do podcasts like from Impact and they talk about the knockouts division, so many people just have nothing but nice things and great things to say about ODB.
Absolutely.
Even the WWE people, like Shelton Benjamin and MVP, they love ODB. So I'm going ODB. She never got her flowers enough. I'm gonna develop mental. I'm gonna develop mental Awesome Kong
Oh, good call. Good call.
because her and ODB, if you put them in the right storyline, it's like the irresistible force and the immovable object for the knockouts division.
Like Stone Cold versus like Hall of Pain Mark Henry.
Exactly. It's like you can't,
Chaos.
there's gonna be a fight. It's not even gonna be wrestling.
It's gonna be a fight.
It's just gonna be a fight. And sometimes it's really all you need is a good story and a fight. It's really all you need. So we're gonna develop mental calm. And honestly, you never really stuck for me, despite how great you were.
Never really stuck.
See you, Gail Kim.
I like Gail.
She never really stuck for me.
She's definitely goated, but I will say that she wasn't the most impressionable character.
This might raise some red flags or make some
Like,
people feel some type of way.
yeah.
For me, she's just generically goated. Like, you're the goat because of your resume and impact, but
Right.
you
Nothing
did
else
nothing
really
really
stands out
exciting.
for you.
You did nothing exciting in your career. You were just the right person in the right company
At the
at the
right
right
time.
time. Because if Mickie James is in TNA the same time as Gail Kim all the way through, Mickie James is getting that legacy right there.
The character is not very strong for you.
No. And
Yeah.
Mickie wasn't even there the whole time Gail Kim was. And I think Mickie's goated in Impact more than Gail Kim.
Real quick, your top five impact women's of that time. Real quick, top five.
Am I including Mickey James in this?
You can include Mickie James.
Mickey James, ODB, Madison Rayne, Angelina Love, Velvet Sky.
The beautiful people, baby. You gotta love them.
Yeah.
I was gonna include them all in one, but the beautiful, how could you not, dude? Real quick, I think Awesome Kong, beautiful people. ODB, what was that, three? Gimme. Oh my goodness. Gimme. Gimme Tara. And who else is really, really good from that time?
You throw ODB in?
Yeah, I threw ODB in already. There's somebody I'm missing that I like really liked. Oh my goodness, who else was from that time? Christy Henley, but she wasn't really wrestling.
Victoria?
Yeah, I said Tara. I think that's it. Well then count the beautiful people as the beautiful people one and two, the originals, and
Yeah.
then Madison Rayne. Because I always for some because I was there for when it was just Velvet Sky and Angelina Love,
Angelina Love.
Madison Rayne always felt third to me. Like she came in on the back end and it got reasonable, it got arguably better when she got there.
Yeah.
But the way she took off and then added Terra to her whole character, tremendous, tremendous. So yeah, I'll count it as the beautiful people, then Madison Rayne.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
yeah, icons,
It, yeah.
icons. Okay. I think it's your third.
Yes, it's my third. All right, so tag team time.
Let's do it.
We have
Literally my next one.
Alpha Academy,
Love him.
Pretty Deadly,
Oh, love him.
and the Guns.
No, not the guns. Not the guns. Anybody but the guns. Oh, I thought I had this wrapped
Men.
up. So you said the guns.
Not meant to be easy,
I
man.
had this easy till you said the guns. Damn.
Many men, boom,
Damn.
boom, boom.
Damn. The Guns, Alpha Academy, and who else? I forgot the one I was going to go with because you said the Guns.
Pretty Deadly.
Pretty Deadly. Oh, Pretty Deadly. No. Oh, this sucks. Man, this is tough choices. Okay. I got it. Damn, this hurts. I'm gonna push the guns because you always push the guns. Push the guns at all times. The
Okay.
guns are ready and they are over. And
Okay.
if I'm WWE, I'm calling 50 Cent and I'm like, yo, let's make the same deal we made with Down Straight for Cody Rhodes and for what's the name for Ronda Rousey's song, Joan Jett. And let's fucking make a deal to have Many Men be their theme song. I'm cutting that deal and I'm pushing the guns hard. Hard.
Okay.
Push the guns, bro. They are ready. I love the
Okay.
guns. Ass boys all day, son. Damn, this is why it hurts. I'm gonna developmental the Alpha Academy. At this point in time, they have lightning in a bottle. And you want to manifest that, but you want to also have them at a point where at the end of this story arc, they are considered a serious tag team. Like right now is great for for what it is, but if we can move this further from too cool and more into the world's greatest tag team, then we're at a real place. And I feel like if you put them down there in developmental and like have him feud with the Creed brothers and Chase U. That'll sharpen him into like, yeah, we're funny, but we get it done in there. And then they become like, oh my God, American Alpha. Then they become like American Alpha. And then once you bring them back up to the main roster, you'll have that American Alpha thing that you had when they first got there. And they'll be it, Chad Gable will be reborn, dude.
Dude, you just said Alpha Academy versus Chase U.
That's a fight, bro. Especially if you do it right and you write it the way that it inevitably ends with the leader of Chase U versus Chad Gable, because Chad the Alpha Academy is stealing students from Chase U and bringing them to Alpha Academy. Oh my God, it'd be iconic. You could take that all the way to Stand and Deliver. That would be epic.
I just got a semi. I said what I said. That was a beautiful mess you just described.
No, but it really, like, I would go hard for that. I would go so hard for that. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a crazy, you know.
I
We'll
approve
fantasy
that.
book this shit one day. You know,
You.
we'll start doing a fantasy booking series where we just come up with the craziest scenarios. Because we're really good at this shit. Not
We
to
are.
pat
We
ourselves on
are.
the back, but the way we fantasy book sometimes is just crazy. All right. So yeah, I would have to fire Pretty Deadly then. And I it's only because, and this is really, there is only one reason. Like, if I was to phone call them and let them know that they were being released, I would go, literally, it is not anything personal. It's not anything you guys were lacking. It's just the simple decision that we've made the decision to push the guns. And because we have the guns, your character is kind of too similar, so we don't need you. That
Don't
really is
explain.
what it is. Like,
Don't explain your budget cuts to me. Explain them to the people.
that's really what it is, though. Because the guns are already so flamboyant, you just don't need Pretty Deadly. Like,
I get it. I respect it. I
that would
respect the
get all the
decision.
same stories, dude. So it'd just be, it wouldn't make sense.
I respect it.
But it hurts, man. It hurts. I would be Vince in that moment. You know, everybody, like, when they say they're leaving, Vince like cries and shit, like hugs them. I'd be like Vince. I hate it. I hate that I got to
Hey
do
man,
this, but.
sometimes you got to make the tough choices.
And I just, because I know you'll be successful somewhere else, you know? Pretty Deadly's getting over everywhere, bro.
I hear
Especially
TNA's
Impact
hiring.
Wrestling. Oh my God.
I was like, I hear TNA's hiring.
They would kill over there. They would kill. Bring John Morrison back to be the third guy. Oh my goodness. They'd be iconic. They'd be iconic. All right. Let's stop fantasy booking. I got a tag team one for you.
I'm ready.
You ready? Impact tag teams. Beer Money. Sorry about your damn luck. Motor City Machine Guns. Because you got to do it.
Because you got to.
You got to do it. And LAX. I'm talking Homicide Hernandez LAX.
This is the toughest one you've given me.
I mean, they're all iconic.
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of hoping you gave me somebody that was a little easy here.
Like Team Canada? No.
No,
I was not giving you Team Canada.
I'm
Even though Team Canada was fire, though. Bobby Roode, Petey Williams, Eric Young.
all
Low
right.
key, Team Canada was fire too.
So
Could have gave you America's Most Wanted.
we got Beer Money,
Yes.
the Motor City Machine Guns, and LAX, right?
In LAX. Three of the greatest. Like, as far as Impact top five tag teams go,
Okay,
dude.
so
It's like the three of them, maybe Triple X and Team 3D.
I'm pushing
Here we go. Tough decision.
You know what? I'm just gonna run down it quick because once I say it, I can't take it back. I'm pushing Beer Money, Developmental the Guns, and I'm sorry, but I gotta fire LAX.
Whoa.
I gotta
Diente.
do it. So yeah, Miente. But
Damn.
just
Damn.
and I'm sorry, but Beer Money, it was just too good to
They were iconic.
develop. They're too good to develop. You can't even develop them.
They were perfect.
They were great. They already had both of them already had world championship material, and you got them at a tag team. That's lightning in a bottle. I think
Yeah,
Beer
both of
Money
them
is.
are world championship material. Yeah.
I honestly think Beer Money was better than America's Most Wanted, but that's just me.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. It's definitely the more memorable to me.
Motor City Machine Guns, they got to
You
be
know, I love
developed.
Wildcat Chris Harris, but
They got to be developed because, I mean, looking at them, you know they're great. You know there's something there, but Beer Money for me was just the more exciting team, which is ironic because Motor City
Motor City
Machine
Machine
Guns was
Gun.
the high flying style
They
team.
were definitely more skilled acrobatically.
Yes, they were the more acrobatically skilled team, but Beer Money was the more entertaining team just from a technical standpoint and on the mic. They were more
Yeah, and a
entertaining.
character standpoint, definitely.
Character standpoint, they were much better. So I'm going Beer Money, Push, Develop the Guns,
I mean,
and LAX. I'm sorry. I love you guys, but I gotta let you go. Again, it's not you, but we can only push one and develop one, and we have to let one go. And I can't see myself picking Homicide and Hernandez over
the Motor
Bobby
City Machine
Roode,
and Bobby.
Alex Shelley, James Storm. I can't see myself picking them over those guys. So, as much as it hurts, LAX, best of luck on your future endeavors.
Damn. I understand though. I understand though. I think I would have did the same thing. I loved LAX though. Loved LAX.
And honestly, for me, I didn't even love all of LAX.
Really?
I
I
just
mean,
liked
not all of it.
Hernandez.
Not every phase of LAX was amazing, but I like
Hernandez.
Homicide and Hernandez. I like them
I
both,
liked
man.
Hernandez.
And watching, I liked Hernandez, but I liked Hernandez later. Like, I thought Homicide was the good front man in LAX, and then when Hernandez went on a singles run, I really liked Hernandez. But it took me until after to realize, okay, Hernandez is probably the better of the two. But just watching them compete, it was just cool because they were you would forget how impressive they were.
Yeah, they were like sneaky good.
They were sneaky good because it would take tag teams like Triple X, like the Guns, like other really skilled tag teams that you knew were really skilled for them to go up against and be like, oh man, these guys really are that good. Like they deserve to be here. So I could see that. I could see how you were right. I don't know what it's gonna do for merch sales, but
Yeah,
I definitely believe that's a good choice.
we got to use beer money to push the merch.
It's crazy to see where they took like where APA was and brought it to a whole other level.
Yeah, made it more distinguished.
Yeah, a lot just they put it together. They had something amazing.
So, my next one for you. Just downright pain in the ass, despicable people. Just people that you love to hate.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
We have Dirty Dom.
Ah, gotta love him. Dirty Dumb, man. Hard time.
Eco-friendly Captain Planet, Daniel Bryan.
Captain Planet Daniel Bryan. That was a Daniel, man. That was a Daniel on fire. I loved him every week. The Wooden Championship. Are you kidding me?
Salt of the Earth, MJF.
Oh man, who do you fire? The Daniel Bryan, Dirty Dom. MJF.
But specifically those characters, like the Dirty
As those
Dom
characters,
characters.
Salt of the Earth MJF, not
Salt of the
title
Earth.
MJF, Salt of the Earth MJF.
Yeah. Salt of the Earth MJF. And
This is
then.
like 10 Lashings MJF, right? Salt of the Earth. That was that era. Like the 10 Lashings to Cody Rhodes. Salt of the
Yeah,
Earth.
like yeah, like the yep, that
That
era and then
early World Wardlow Bodyguard.
yeah, Wardlow Bodyguard, MJF, and then Captain Planet, Daniel Bryan.
Captain Planet, Daniel Bryan, and Dirty Dom. You can't fire Dom. I'm gonna say that right now before I even make any
So
decisions.
you gotta
He
figure it out,
is
man.
too over to fire. You let that go, you're in trouble. He can go anywhere with that heat.
I
It's
mean, eh?
you take that to Mexico, dude? No way, bro. No way. He's gonna be so over. So over. Oh my God. And they'll come out with Conan. Oh, just unbelievable. You can't let that guy go. Wow. So the real question is, do you fire MJF or Daniel Bryan?
That's the tough one. Told you these weren't meant to be easy, man. Because you know at some point,
Oh, this is tough.
whoever you fire, you know there's going to be a pillage coming after you.
Oh man. Oh man.
See? Sometimes you just it's too tough.
Yeesh. Who do I develop mental? Now I'm gonna develop mental Dom.
Yeah, see, so you got you're
Put him on a
developing
back
Dom.
burner. Put him on a back burner because he still gotta reach a stage where he's
Yeah, you gotta let him
a
simmer.
world title contender. So you
Yeah,
gotta he's developmental.
gotta let him simmer.
Man, don't hate me, guys. I'm gonna fire Daniel Bryan. I'm gonna push MJF because he's only gonna be here for so long before he asks for too much money and we gotta part ways. So I might as well milk him for everything I got right now. While I have the arguably the best heel in the business, and then to have arguably the best heel on the back burner, Daniel Bryan was an amazing heel. Captain Planet Daniel Bryan sucked. I mean, he was just the worst guy. Just the worst guy. Just, oh my, he was like the guy that like
But it worked.
inserts church in every conversation when nobody was talking about it. Like, I feel you, but we were having lunch. Like, come on, dude. Like, nobody wants to be around the, you shouldn't eat that guy. I'm just nobody. So, it's gonna suck. But you know what? I'm confident in firing that Daniel Bryan. Because that Daniel Bryan is not going to AEW. That Daniel Bryan is going to Impact Wrestling.
Yeah,
He's becoming world champion in a matter of like 2, 3 months. And I will gladly let you live out this character
Impact Wrestling.
and then call you to reap the benefits later. But I gotta capitalize on this MJF thing first. And then with Dom on the back burner, it would be so easy. Towards the end of the MJF push to bring in Dom as his like side man. And then Dom be the one to turn on MJF and be a better heel than him because he's already super over. And he's just got to learn how to be a dirtball. I'd call Chavo, like, yo, Chavo, mentor Dom. And then we'll bring both you guys up to work with MJF. Because what's more despicable than one of the most despicable guys incorporating one of the most ch lying, cheating, stealing families to help keep him over at the end of his run? And then how ironic would it be for those same two people to turn on him to then become even more diabolical than he was. It's perfect. It's perfect storytelling.
I respect him.
So yeah, I gotta let Daniel go. Because that whole time I'm running that story, Daniel's over there beating everybody on the indies, which is fine. Have fun, dude.
Just have fun.
Yeah, just have fun. But in like a year or two, I'll call you.
We'll call you back.
We'll call you back. Are you ready to come back to work? Have you had fun over there in New Japan or whatever? Went in the G1 Classics and all that. So you ready to come back to work?
17-time never open weight champion.
Right. Just be over there kicking ass. And that's great for him, but he'll be back. He'll be back. Don't worry.
He
Don't
won't say
even.
no to that paycheck.
Yeah. I'm not over here stewing in anger that I let Daniel Bryan go. That'd be one of those moments where like the internet would be killing me and I'd be like, don't worry. I've got a plan.
There's a plan all along.
Yeah. So I'd be fine with that. I
Okay.
have a tough one for you. My last two are tough.
Okay.
They're basically the top six Impact wrestlers. Kind of
Bring it on.
together. So I'm going to start with the non-Impact originals.
Okay.
You got TNA Kurt Angle,
Okay.
Jeff Hardy,
Okay.
and Christian Cage. The instant classic.
Okay.
Now remember the era all these gentlemen are in. Christian Cage coined the instant classic because literally the night he showed up, he became a main eventer off one promo. You got Jeff Hardy. I will accept the original charismatic Enigma Jeff that first got there. So you don't have to deal with the Willow and the other weird Jeffs.
Oh, so it's the first run of Jeff.
Yeah, it's like sober Jeff when he first got there. But you gotta pick Kurt Angle. It's Kurt Angle. It's Kurt Angle, it's clean Jeff, and it's instant classic Christian Cage.
I'm gonna sound like such a fucking hypocrite.
Because you know what choice you have to make. You know the difficult choice you have to make, and it's gonna be
Okay,
so bad.
so
It's gonna seem so bad, but you know what you gotta do.
oh God, okay, so we're pushing Perk Angle. We're
You have
developmentaling.
to. You
We're
have
the
to push for it.
hold on, let me we're pushing Kurt Angle. I'm not saying Perk Angle again. We're pushing Kurt Angle. We're developmentaling Christian. We're firing Jeff.
Damn.
I love you, Jeff, in that point in time, but you gotta go because
Damn.
Christian
Modest
killed
Jeff
it.
is out. Modest to the top.
He
Nah,
can come
nah.
back and be modest.
He can come back and be modest. Dang. So you're developmentally Christian. Okay, that makes
Yeah.
sense. That makes sense. That makes
Because
sense.
as bad as it sounds, and this is probably the only time you can ever say this in wrestling history about a talent. The best version of Kurt Angle arguably was when he was Perk Angle.
So sad, but it's so true.
But it's not bad. Like
So true, though.
it's not saying Kurt was bad before because he
Never.
wasn't.
He was always one of the greatest.
He was just on it, like,
He was
and
on another level.
he was one of the best of all time when he was in pain. So when you take the pain out of that guy,
Yeah, when he felt like Superman out there, he was a different
he
animal.
was going. Like nobody in the history of wrestling, I don't care what anyone says, not Eddie, not Brett, not Rick, nobody, not Shawn, Kurt Angle with no pain, nobody is outdoing that man in a ring. And I will battle that argument. I will argue
Nah.
that battle all day with
Who
anyone.
doesn't remember that front flip off the freaking stage?
Like Kurt
I'm telling
Angle,
you
it
something. I will put it this way. Whenever I saw Kurt Angle with a 5 o'clock shadow, a mouth guard, sweaty, with the American flag wrapped around him. I knew what time it was.
You knew he was going.
He was about to go. He was about to go.
Yeah,
It
5 o'clock shadow Kurt Angle was a different beast.
was like, buckle up.
You know you get in a 45-minute classic right now.
This is about to be amazing. You're about to see some of the best wrestling you've ever seen in your life. That angle versus Brock? I don't know about Brock.
And they actually did that. Granted, it wasn't an Impact or WWE, it was New Japan, but
Because
they did that.
that's about.
And the right person won. They
That's
gave it
about.
to Kurt.
That's about, bro.
So yeah,
Ridiculous. Oh my
that's what
God.
I'm doing, man. And you knew that Kurt was great because Brock didn't want to lose the IWGP title to anyone else except that Kurt Angle. He's like, I'll
He
drop the
was on a
title
different level,
if
man.
you get him to do it. So Kurt, we pushing all day. Because even perked up, that man's carrying my company and he's carrying it
And I
to the end
mean, you know what I would do? I would hire a handler like they had with Andre. I would assign somebody to be his Triple H while he was going through his Shawn Michaels phase.
Oh my God. Who do you even?
Just
I think, you know what?
I would assign some ref or somebody in the back to just be like,
Dude, I feel
your
like now
job
that
is
you
now to
mention
watch
that.
Kurt Angle at all times.
That's why Karen Jarrett was, that's why Karen Angle was there. And she couldn't
That's
even do a
why.
good job at that. But
Yo,
it's okay.
listen.
We got Giovanna now, so we good with that. We
Yeah.
got
Shout out
Kurt,
to
we got
Giovanna.
Kurt's new wife.
Shout
We
out
gonna
to all the
keep.
rejuvenating wives out
Yeah.
there saving their men's lives. How
But
could
that's
take
what
such
I'm
a
doing.
turn?
That's what I'm doing. And you know what? I'm on my last one, right?
Go ahead, go ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned rejuvenating wives because my final one, 2008 Anger Management Viper, Randy Orton.
Oh snap. That
I
was a
swear
viper.
we didn't plan
That was
that,
a
but
viper.
I
That
swear
was
we
a
didn't plan
viper.
that, but that was a beautiful segue.
That was a
So
beautiful viper,
I'm
yeah.
taking that segue while I got it. So
That's a
2008
beautiful
Anger
viper.
Management Viper,
Oh my gosh.
Randy Orton. Sleep With Your Wife, Rated R Superstar
Knew it.
Edge.
I knew it. Oh, it's the only equivalent.
And we're going to throw some good guys in here. Fresh off the torn pec muscle, 2008 Royal Rumble returning, John Cena.
Oh, that dick.
So who are you pushing?
Hated that
Who are
John.
you
That John
developing?
specifically, I freaking hated with
Who are
all
you
my heart and
developing?
soul.
And who are you
I've
firing?
never hated him more than on that night. Never hated him more in my life. I hated him more than I hated Kurt Angle. And I hated Kurt Angle.
And
Oh
I
my
loved
gosh,
Kurt
that
Angle.
Royal Rumble, but it was just for like 1 year. Like whatever Rumble it was.
Oh, wait.
No, whatever Rumble it was that Kurt and Hunter were like the last two. That year I hated Kurt Angle. And I haven't hated somebody in a Rumble that bad since till John Cena,
I
till
think
08
if
when
I'm not
Cena came out that
mistaken,
tore him back.
I believe that was 2000. 2000 or 2001.
It was one of those early 2000 ones. But yeah, I haven't hated somebody in a Rumble that much since until John in 08. I mean, and ironically enough, again, it came down to Hunter and that person. Because it came to Hunter and Cena in 08, and it came down to Hunter and Kurt in 2000. I hated that John. Man, with all my heart, I hated that John. How do I
But
push that guy? I can't push that guy. I hated that guy, dude. And he already had it, bro. Like, he was already super over. He didn't need it. I'm letting him go, bro. Firing John. I'm firing John. Listen, let me
healed
tell you
by
something.
nature.
Let me tell you something. And I'll tell you what. Situationally, I'll fire John. Let me try this one on for size. because I already have rated R superstar Edge, him and John have already gone through this phase. And anger management Orton, was this Orange Orton? Or was this,
Yes. This was punt kick Randy.
peak Orton, peak Randy Orton, which means he's already benefited from John Cena.
Finding your loophole.
Because the two people that benefited probably the most from feuding with John Cena are already over, kind of don't need John anymore. So I'm going to fire John. There's no
Okay.
AEW at the time. Where is he going to go? Japan? Go ahead, John. Go to Japan or Impact. Yeah, because that'll get over. I mean, it will, but it won't be. You'll be much closer to like the Acclaimed. You know what I'm saying? And like you'll tag team with like Ron Killings. And
Oh God.
I mean, it'll be good, but
Dude,
it won't be nearly as it won't be nearly as good as it would be here.
do you realize what you just did?
What did I do?
You just ultimately changed the entire course of wrestling history as we know it. You just fucked up the timeline so much for being a heel.
Because
You
and it would do wonders for Impact Wrestling's ratings, and that's great. But we're killing people over here. People are
just
dying. People are punt kicking people in the head, sending them to the hospital, chaining their wives up and kissing them. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. One guy got sent to hell. All right. I mean, his rapping over there is going to be tremendous, but it is not beating the ratings we're getting over here, buddy.
oh man.
We are going through the roof. We are going all the way, okay? You know, Kane's
Hey.
barbecuing people's testicles. Like we're over here. We don't need John right now. All right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to XPW.
But I mean, come on. We're putting on some of the best TV we've put on in years.
You're
John
right.
out of the equation. John and that John at that time literally started becoming hated. So what a better time to just get rid of him. Like you make new stars, you already have over heels, and heels are better champions in general. Look at Roman Reigns.
Hey, Roman doesn't exist yet. We don't know.
But I'm saying heels are generally better as champions.
Hey, I'm not
And we got
griping.
two of the best heels in the business. You know?
You
We
explain
got
however you
Batista
want.
around this time too. We got Batista.
Hey, don't matter to me.
Yeah, we'll just make Batista John. He was always over. It'll work. It'll work. Yeah, that's my decision, man. That's my
All
decision.
right.
Plain as day. I got my last one for you. Hopefully this is just as challenging. It always
Okay.
had to end this way. It is the Impact three-headed monster. AJ
Bring it on.
Styles, the phenomenal one. The Samoa Joe. And the fallen angel, Christopher.
Oh.
Who'd you think the third one was going to be?
No one. I'm making my choices right now. So
Oh, snap.
I'm pushing AJ. I'm going to
Right.
develop Samoa Joe and I'm going to
Right.
fire Christopher
You're
Daniels.
going to fire Christopher. You didn't even think about it. What if I
I
change
didn't.
Christopher Daniels for Sting? Now, what are you doing?
See, now that's tougher, but you can't do that. And Sting's not even who I was thinking of.
That is disrespectful to Christopher Daniels.
Thank God he did not say Jay
That
Lethal.
is. Oh, he thought I was going to say Jay Lethal. No, because Jay was later, dude. Jay got his run really in
Dude,
ROH.
yeah, but that still
And I
would have
was
been
like,
tough.
but
That still would have been tough for
if I was to
me.
do one on the back end as like a funny one, I would have probably did Shark Boy the Black Machismo and like
No, but so to further explain it now,
yeah.
AJ, obviously AJ and Joe are your foundational pieces for Impact Wrestling. Like Christopher Daniels is a foundational piece. but he's a foundational piece for one thing. I feel like Christopher Daniels, for me, is only going to be the foundation for the X Division.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is why I'm surprised he did it so fast. Because Christopher Daniels, arguably, is not only foundational for the X Division, but foundational for AJ Styles.
No, yeah, that I understand that.
You lose Rivalry of the Year, you lose Tag Team of the Year, you lose Match of the Year.
Honestly,
ultimately, at one point, they were Seth and Roman.
Yeah, and I understand that, but and that's purely for their abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, they both have tremendous abilities. When Impact was starting, there's no denying that. But character-wise, Christopher Daniels did have a slightly better character with the Fallen Angel. But AJ was also slightly better in the ring. Mm-hmm. Granted, he learned from Christopher Daniels. AJ was also better on the microphone, in my opinion. Like, I feel like AJ could always cut a promo when he got the Impact.
Yeah.
Joe was cutting promos on everyone, like from Jump Street.
Yeah, Joe was perfect already.
Joe, I think if there's anything that I might switch up from doing it so fast, but I can't, I would push Joe. But so AJ, I'm pushing because I know AJ is going to be there. AJ's that guy. He's the person you're building a company around. He's essentially a John Cena that's agile and acrobatic. He's got the look, he's got the style, he's got the ability. I'm pushing with him all the way. Joe is going to developmental, not even for anything of his ability, because of his look. Naturally, no matter what anyone says, when you build a company, you want the most athletic, the most fit guys. You want those type of people. Joe, on first glance, does not look like somebody who would carry a company. As simple as that. It's like looking at Keith Lee. You look at Keith Lee, and on first glance, he's not somebody who carries a company. But you see him in the ring, and you hear him talk, and it's like, hold on. There's something here. So Joe is going developmental because I know sooner or later I'm going to wind up pushing him to be a world champion. And him and AJ feuding is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
That's your perfect heel and face right there. That's your John and Randy. And then
go ahead.
Christopher Daniels, I'm sorry. I wouldn't fire you normally, but if I got to choose between a push developmental and a fire, you're going to be the one I'm firing.
I proposed to you this. I was thinking about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought I'd eventually, during one of these pods, I'd find a place to put it. And we got a little bit of time left before we hit an hour. We're making good time. Let's end on this. Tell me why you think they never just choose Joe. And I know that sounds weird, but I'm saying that like for my entire life, and I don't know if you see it this way, but I've never seen a flaw in Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, somehow through his stints everywhere that he's gone, he's always looked strong. The writing may not be the best, but in ring, they've always put him over.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been the most stand-up of guys. He's always been friends with the most stand-up of guys. I just wonder sometimes why it feels like a lot of the time when it comes down to the big names, they never just choose Joe. And it's weird for me. Like when you think about AJ Daniels and Joe,
mm-hmm.
I often feel like Joe is probably better on the mic than AJ at some points.
Yes.
And they were essentially the yin and yang as foundations, but I feel like you could have just as easily chosen Joe. But outside of NXT, this doesn't really happen. Like with Punk and Joe, they haven't wrestled for 18, and outside of ROH and NXT, they've never really just chosen Joe to carry the ship. Because I thought about the match with Punk and Samoa Joe, and this is what really ignited this for me, because it pissed me off. It said they hadn't been one-on-one in the ring for 18 years. They fought three times. Joe beat him every time. Joe's never ever looked bad in a match ever. And this is not a pay-per-view. How come you couldn't just choose Joe? Like, wouldn't it have been so much easier to create a story around Joe just being dominant? Joe's never not been over. It's just weird that nobody ever just chooses Joe to run the ship.
Now, like you said, aside from NXT and ROH, it almost never happens. I agree. I'm likening Joe as and this is the way I look at him. I look at Joe as one of the best in the world today. Even at his age, at 40 something years old, Joe is one of the best in the world. I put him in there in a Daniel
Absolutely.
Bryan category.
Absolutely.
But like I said, I put him in a Daniel Bryan category for more than one reason. So he's in the Daniel Bryan category because his in-ring ability is great. Mic work is great. Ironically enough, one of Joe's five-star matches was in ROH with none other than Daniel Bryan. But he's also in the Daniel Bryan category in the sense of every time Joe is ready for a push and ready to become like a world champion in some capacity. Like, forget NXT world champion. We're talking like WWE, TNA world champion. Joe's got the shittiest luck because he always gets hurt. But he's like Daniel in the sense of, I'm going to put my body on the line and literally take my body to the point where it breaks to make this company great. That's why Daniel had so much injury history and so many injury scares. That to the, he got to the point where they were like, we can't do anything with you, man. We gotta have you retire. Joe was in that same boat where Joe literally took his body to the point where it broke and they had to let him go. Like, dude, you're gonna get hurt again. We might have to let you go. We can't have you as the champ. And then Triple H was like, no, I need this guy back. He's him. He's coming back.
Which he is. He is him.
And then Triple H brought him back. Triple H put him in NXT again, trying to build his confidence back up. Like, all right, let's do this. Let's go. Come on. Made him the NXT champ again.
And the thing with Karrion Kross was so brilliant, so great.
Yeah. Literally, he had what? Two feuds down there. It was Karrion Kross and when he came back. In fact, Kross was his only feud when he came back to NXT, right?
I feel like, yeah, before the whatever happened
I
with
want to say
Cole.
Adam Cole was, but I don't think he feuded with Cole. So let's just say Cross was. The feud Cross was amazing. Like it worked perfectly. So I think Joe's luck is just that he gets hurt at the wrong time. Like, all right, you've worked for us, you literally carried this company for us. Here's your time. And then it's like boom. Like your body just gives out on you. To the point where Triple H always said, I'm going to keep doing this until my body gives out and I can do it no longer. That's what Joe in a world title picture was. He's carrying until he just drops. And I feel like I don't think it's anything specifically with Joe, because once you see him go, he's good. I think Joe's just got like health, like the shittiest health issues when it comes to that time. Because if he's healthy, he's world champion everywhere. WWE, Impact, AEW, but it's just he's got shitty luck when it comes to that. And I think that's just it's not nothing against him. It's just it's one of them things you can't help.
I agree with you. But he's a veteran, man. He just feels so underrated. But that makes sense, that it's just timing.
That's why I was
That
so
is just
upset.
never.
That's the only thing I was upset about just now when I rattled him off so quick, because I would have changed it and pushed Joe. But I already made my choice, so I gotta lay with that choice.
And some would argue given your defenses, probably the better choice. It's just, he reminds me like Jadakiss. Like he's just never had a bad.
Exactly. Like he's not in many people's top fives, but he
But he's
should
never
be.
had a bad piece of work.
Exactly. Like he should be.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Five for five, push, developmental, and fire. Comment, tell us who you agree with, who you disagree with, if we're totally wrong, if you have any push developmentals for us. And yeah, hope you had fun, man. Dude, take us home, man.
Guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. As always, you know where to find us on all the platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, YouTube. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and last but not least, make sure you go check out dangerousdriverswebsite.com. But make sure you guys stay up, make sure you guys stay blessed, and as always, stay
Stay
dangerous.
dangerous. People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?